Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Sean, with Ian Chan.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Okay, what do you got for me?
Yeah, let me pull up your file. Give me 1 second.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, I'm just pulling up your file. Give me just a moment here.
Okay.
1 second. 858-299. Okay, cool. Yeah, so we got you approved for equipment financing.
Oh, do you have one?
We got you approved for up to 16.5, so 16,500, because you said you're getting some furniture, right?
Yeah, and a total at least 30. I don't equipment. I can look at different place and buy. It's more on a working capital equipment. I know.
Okay,
I can
cool.
Buy from you.
Okay, cool. So it looks like we can get you some working capital as well, probably around the same amount. So the equipment, since it's secured, it's going to be we can get you on 3 years. With the working capital, we can get you around 15K for 1 year.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it's only 15K right now. But the thing is, after a few months, we can get you some more money. As long as you can make the payments.
What percentage?
We haven't put together any rates or anything yet. Typically, let me take a look, actually. Hold on. So for the equipment financing, your payments would be about $900 a month for 36 months. Now
$900 a month
for 36 months, correct? That's for the equipment. Now
how much for the total amount of what? For 30 grand?
Yeah, so 36 months at $906 per month, and that's for the equipment.
What the total funding is?
Well, we pay the vendor directly. So we follow, we pay them and then they give you the equipment.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got you approved for up to 16,500 for equipment. So that's good for furniture. So that's secured, right? So that.
That's too much. I think that's a month. That's too much.
Well, what are you comparing it to? Are you comparing it to like a car payment or something?
No, I'm not comparing it to, but I think the rate is maybe too high. I think what you're talking about is too high.
Yeah, so for furniture, furniture is not very good collateral. If it's something like a car, for example, or machinery, it's a lot better collateral.
How about the credit, my going capital? How much are you charging?
Let me take a look. Hold
Please
on.
Say.
Yeah, thanks for your patience.
It's too high, and I forgot about it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Sorry, thanks for patience. It's pulling up right now. I had your equipment file.
Oh, no problem. Yeah.
Okay, so for the working capital, we're thinking 14 grand, and the payments would be roughly 1,500 a month, but we split it up into micro payments. So it's not 1,500 once a month. It splits it up into micro payments, so it's a little bit easier to manage. And that's
what it doesn't matter. But you say 1,500 a month. For how many months?
That's for 12 months. So that's
12
actually,
months.
That's actually really good approval for working capital, considering that you are a little bit of a smaller business, so it poses a little bit more risk. But we can definitely work with you. The cool thing about this, though, is halfway through the term, we can renew it and get you more money. So I know you can.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No. Can you tell me what the rate? What the rate is?
It's not an interest rate. It's a fixed payback. There's no APR that's assigned to it.
Well, there has to be a rate. When you're traveling so much for a month, so you have to be a rate for it.
Well, we can do the math. So 73. So let me see. So if it's 1,500 a month, right? times 12.
Yeah, so
you're paying back about 18 grand. So you're paying about 4 grand in interest.
And that's a lot.
Well, it's unsecured. It's not secured by any equipment or anything. So it's a little bit more expensive than if we're like your furniture loan, for example. This is unsecured cash. If we, you know, if you don't pay us back, we're SOL. There's nothing we can do. So you
No. We're not thinking about not paying you back. That's the way.
I know, but that's the perspective that my underwriters take when they look at this. You know, they're not talking to a person like I'm talking to a real person. They're just looking at the numbers, and they're assessing risk factors and different things like that.
At this time, I don't think I can take that because it is too high for that. Yeah, you know, right now I'm gonna get 8% from somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned some other. You mentioned you have some other approvals, right?
Yes. So I already have somebody approved for that. Better rate.
I can try to match it if you want to send me those contracts. I love to work with you. We're a relationship-based bank. So for a lot of our customers, we're there for the life of your business. So you know, whenever you have financing needs, we want to help you.
Let me this way. I'm looking for 30 grand moving capital. Don't forget about equipment, okay? If you come up something about 8%, I take it. But other than that, don't have to call me back.
Okay. So I can get you 30 grand, just not all at once. Could you use 14 grand at all right now if I were able to talk to underwriting department and see if there's a
flexible... I try to cut down my cost. The problem is I try to cut down my cost. I mean, have you pay your high fee or whatever, interest or whatever, and it won't help me. I try to pay off some higher credit cost. So that's what I try to do. But if it's worth higher than what I'm paying right now, then why not help?
Then of course it doesn't make sense. The offer will stand. Typically I can leave it open for a couple months. So you don't have to take it right now, but if you decide you need it in a few weeks or a few months, if there's an opportunity or a need, you can give me a call and we'll wire it into your account. So it's there for you. You don't have to take it right now.
No, I'm telling you right now, I cannot take it right now.
Yeah, no problem, Shmuel.
Well, if you're going to work me a better, better rate, then okay, but not his rate.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't make sense to pay off your credit card with a higher rate, so I can.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I
completely get it. So I'll be in touch with my underwriting department. I can give you a call tomorrow just to see if there's anything else we can do. And maybe
I'm sorry for your time, but if you can do better than that, then we can work together.
No, I understand, Shwana. I'm more than happy to help you. I'm happy to help you if you just, you know, just have general questions about finances in the future. You know, I want to have a relationship with you. So, you know, if you need, you know, we want to help you grow, in other words. So we want to grow with you. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'll check back in with you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.